Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. We're a bit late because my phone wasn't working. So, welcome. Today's show is about all of the work that people are doing to raise consciousness on the planet. What I wanted to do today is I want to go through a lot of the and talk about a lot of the presenters that are going to be at our Sound Healing Conference in Los Angeles, January 26th through the 28th at the Woodland Hills Hotel in or the Marriott in Woodland Hills. And then also at our San Francisco Conference on May 2nd through the 5th. So what I've done is I started going through all the different information of all of the different presenters, and it's just amazing all of this work that people are doing. And you know what it is, really, it's more than just people doing work to raise consciousness on the planet. It's about mind connected to spirit. And it's interesting, you know, because it's a subtle difference when people are doing work for their own good and when the work is for the good of everyone. So, I wanted to talk about some of the presenters. First of all, I wanted to talk about myself. Because of all the radio shows I've done, I don't think I've ever really explained or talked about exactly how I came to be where I'm at and some of the projects I'm working on. You know, I actually started out in high school playing clarinet and then ended up getting into radio. And I managed the radio station at San Francisco State University and then took all the recording classes and then started running a studio in Atlanta, Georgia, where I was originally from. And within 6 months, James Brown's band booked the studio. So I got to meet James. He gave me a hug and said, "Bless you, child." So I've been blessed by the Godfather of Soul. And, you know, I ended up being a recording engineer for quite a few years. And then I kept seeing this magic that would happen in certain recording sessions with certain musicians that was way above and beyond just playing the notes correctly. And I thought, you know, what is going on? Where is this energy coming from? How do you get this energy to happen? And that led me to checking out different people in the field. Also, I came up with this whole visual system for displaying sounds between the speakers. And I realized this system could be used as a healing system by putting sounds and visuals inside the body. And we're now working on getting that out on the market right now. We have some investors interested now. And that led me to also to getting in touch with a lot of people that are doing essential work in the field of sound healing. First, I got in contact with Randy Masters and then Joshua Leeds. And then I had them teach at my school. And they would teach the sound healing classes about esoteric, you know, functions of sound and healing, and I had a lot of rock and rollers and hip hoppers, and they loved it. You know, it was really cool. They came out of class just like, "Wow, that was cool, man." So, I developed this whole system for visualizing sound, and it's kind of grown into this major project where I'm doing visuals that you can put in your body, but I'm also working on a whole play for Las Vegas called Compassion. And it's looking like we're now going to have the play placed in China and quite a few cities around the world. And the play is based on compassion and what compassion is all about. I think a lot of people don't really know how to give compassion. They don't really know what it is exactly. and they know it's cool, but, you know, they don't know exactly what it is. A lot of people do. In fact, I've discovered from talking to a lot of people that in poorer countries, it's easy to have compassion for other people who are poor when you yourself are poor. In fact, there's quite a few different types of compassion or situations of compassion. You know, when you have someone who is dying or sick or someone who has something going on that you could have or you have had, then it's easy to have compassion for that person. Because compassion is really just an extended version of empathy, where you really connect in with that person and you see and feel the suffering they're going through. But there's another part of compassion, and that is compassion for people that have hurt you. And that's a much harder one. I had someone steal $700,000 from me, and it caused my whole business to go bankrupt. And for about 2 years, I thought, after anger therapy, I thought, there must be a way that I can have compassion for this person. And I kept looking for how I could have compassion. And finally, I got it. I realized that this person is so disconnected from humanity that he has to be that disconnected. To be able to do something like he did to me, he has to be completely disconnected from humanity. And I realized, I finally got it, how incredibly lonely this person is. His life is so lonely because he's not connected to anyone. And finally I got it. I was able to have compassion for him. So this play that I wrote was actually based on this guy. But I took it to another level, and it's really compassion for those, for evil, for greed, for everything that is what we consider bad, even pollution. The play is about the greed and pollution and all the evil that is destroying the earth, and having compassion for those forces. Because if you can have compassion for evil, you can have compassion for anyone. So that's one thing I'm working on, is the play. Then we're also, at the school, we're doing the Sound Healing Research Foundation to attract investors to be able to do research in the field, which is all about bringing sound healing and sound therapy into the mainstream so we can get it into hospitals and alternative healing centers and get it into the mainstream healing system. So those are some of the things that I'm working on. So I'll be presenting at this conference in Los Angeles as well. We also have Dr. Jeffrey Thompson. And Dr. Jeff is really probably one of the most foremost researchers in the field right now. There's a couple other people that are doing as much research, but he's really kind of on the cutting edge as much. Tom Kenyon has done a ton of research in the field, but Tom is really now just devoted to working with higher beings to bring people into higher consciousness. He's kind of gone to a whole nother level. Whereas Dr. Jeff is still doing a lot of really amazing work. His website is neuroacoustic.com. neuroacoustic.com. And he's been working in brainwave, doing a lot of work. He's got a whole range of things that he does, but he's done a lot of work with brainwave entrainment. Basically, it's been shown that if you have any oscillation of a sound, like wah 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 wah, it can entrain, it will entrain your brain into certain brainwave states dependent on the speed of the oscillation. Often this oscillation is created by two different frequencies that are just barely detuned, just like tuning a guitar. You got two strings that are barely off, and you'll hear this oscillation between the two strings that is like wah, 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 wah. And if you put one of the oscillations or frequencies in one ear and the other one in the other ear, well, the left ear goes to the right brain and the right ear goes to the left brain, and it connects the left and right brain through the corpus callosum, which is a pretty rare occurrence in our day-to-day life. So it's really wonderful, though, when your left and right brain are synchronized. It's really one of the best states you can be in. So he's taken this work and done a lot of work as to how different brain waves affect you. So he's found specific brainwave states for learning, specific brainwave states for meditation, specific brainwave states for a wide range of things. And he's even discovered some new brainwave states that people haven't really talked about or researched very much. You know, generally the main brainwave states are delta, theta, alpha, and then we're normally in beta most of the time. Delta is like about a half of a cycle up to around four cycles. Different people disagree as to exactly what the rates are because, or where they change from delta to theta to alpha, because different people change have different thresholds as to when they go into delta, theta, or alpha. So delta is generally about a cycle to four cycles, which is like whoa, 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 whoa. And that can put you into a state very similar to sleep without actually going to sleep. And you can feel like you've slept. So it's a very powerful brainwave frequency to be entrained into. Then there's theta, which is more like around wah, 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 which is between about four cycles a second and seven or eight cycles a second. There's a really, and this is a state where you're very open to creative input coming in. It's the state you're in right before you go to sleep as well. And what's interesting is also there's a frequency of 7.83 hertz, which is right in between theta and alpha, which is the frequency of the resonance between the Earth and the ionosphere. And it actually vibrates at around 7.83 hertz. It changes throughout the day, but it averages around 7.83 hertz. And people say that that frequency and brainwave entrains you into a connection to nature, since all of nature is entrained to that from this frequency that's resonating in our atmosphere. Then there's alpha, which is really a very fast in frequency. When we create it with tone generators, it's interesting how intense it is. It's like whoa, 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 whoa. And that's relaxed attention. And you know, when you listen to that for a while, it almost gets you a little amped, but it's actually a relaxed attention. Whereas beta is like very fast. There are also frequencies up to 100 cycles per second that are often called gamma. And when people are meditating in high states of meditation, you will see gamma frequencies that occur. So one thing that Dr. Jeff has done is he has taken a EEG map of someone meditating in a high state of meditation and shown and then created binaural beats that create these same oscillations and train your brain into the same oscillation to put you in that same state of meditation that the person that they originally picked up the brainwaves from was in. What that means is that you could actually take brainwaves from people in a wide range of emotional states, love, appreciation, joy, and create brainwaves that would entrain people into that state. Now, talking with Dr. Jeff, there's also, it's important that your heart goes into that oscillation as well and is synchronized. So the brainwaves don't always exactly do it, but they can. They can entrain if someone is in open to it. It will definitely put your brainwaves in that state, but whether you have that emotion immediately is still up for grabs. So Dr. Jeff has also done a lot of work with primordial sounds, where he's taken the sound of nature and used 3D recordings where you can hear sounds in three dimensions around you while wearing headphones. And then those primordial sounds will automatically, they tap into your own primordial sounds, because nature has a very magical way of affecting us in a really deep way. First of all, nature sounds are such that we immediately open. We open and want to listen closer. It's like, whoa, did you hear that? Oh, yeah. Whereas you go into the city and you hear sirens and cars and you immediately shut down. So when you have these sounds in 3D, your brain immediately goes, we're there. We're in nature. And your whole system, including your brain waves, tune to this nature sound that we know. Then he slows down those nature sounds, and it puts you into a deep state of relaxation. He's also shown that if you take recordings of people speaking and you speed them up or slow them down, interesting things happen. If these recordings are doubled in speed three times, raising them three octaves, human speech sounds remarkably sound like birds chirping. When raised in speed eight octaves, they sound like crickets. Slowed down, they sound like dolphins. And really slowed down, your voice sounds like the ocean. Same thing happens if you take the sound of crickets or birds or and slow them down or dolphins and such. It sounds like people speaking. We're all connected. This reminds me of another piece of work of a guy we're going to have at the conference in San Francisco. I'm trying to remember his name. I think his name is Bernie. Let's see. Let me do a search here. We'll just call him Bernie for now. Yeah, it is Bernie. Bernie Krause. Bernie has done research that has found that he's done a spectrum analysis where he's mapped out on a graph all of the different frequencies of all of the different animals that are in a jungle. And he's shown that every single living thing in the jungle takes up its own specific frequency range. And all of the animals together cover the entire spectrum of sound. And no animal overlaps. I mean, they overlap a little bit, but no animal has the same frequency. Everyone has its own frequency, creating a wall of sound, basically. Of course, they're not always making their sounds at the same moment. But if you look at them on one graph, it's a wall of sound. And what's interesting is if one of the species dies out, another species will change their sound to take over that frequency range. this really gives you, it gives me a clue that the full range of frequencies is what it's all about, as much as one certain healing frequency. The full range of frequencies. Okay. Dr. Jeff has also done a lot of work with sounds of space, where he's taken recordings from the Voyager spacecraft, and these are recordings of electromagnetic particles or ions in the magnetic fields of the planets vibrating within the range of human hearing. And they often sound like dolphins and choirs of voices and crickets and birds, Tibetan bulls and ocean sounds themselves. And he's made a lot of recordings. He's got about 90 recordings altogether. He's also been working on the frequency of different minerals and the frequency of oxygen. Dr. Jeff has now come up with a frequency of oxygen that when you're hooked up in a lab, he can show that it actually oxygenates your blood. There's quite a few people in the field that have come up with frequencies that actually create specific minerals in your system. Kay Thompson Liu has a whole chart from the Voice Bio that she hands out in her workshops. Dr. Jeff also has done a lot of work with sound tables and sound chairs as well. Really interesting work. He's going to be our keynote presenter at the conference in Los Angeles. Then we have, let's see, who else we've got? We've got Dr. Fred Bell. Dr. Fred Bell's a trip. Let me just read a little bit about Dr. Fred. He was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, father of a scientist who worked with the late Henry Ford Sr. His great uncle from his father's side was Alexander Graham Bell, a very well-known inventor. And his mother's side was a direct descendant of Ethan Allen. Because of his strange heritage, he was propelled into science at an early age. At 14, he was not only working at the University of Michigan on nuclear energy projects, but was also inducted into the U.S. government's project called MK-Ultra. This early mind control research covered such topics as past life regression and the popular remote viewing used today by the CIA and other intelligence gathering factions worldwide. He worked on a magnetic at Randolph Laboratory at the University of Michigan. He worked on a magnetic disintegration project, later known as the Philadelphia Experiment, a high-temperature fusion experiment, a bubble project later known as cold fusion, shockwave experimentation that led to the classification of high-altitude nuclear blasts, underground nuclear blasts, and nuclear explosions over water and nuclear explosions at ground level. But then, at the age of 16, he started working on biological weapons division, and he was transferred into the U.S. Air Force, where he began working on highly classified projects, several involving early warning radar defense systems and detection of extraterrestrial craft. He was the first to bring awareness of the famed DDS Form 332 to public that was used to report the higher command of unidentified aircraft activities. So he was shown, leaked out into the public all this information of how UFOs were tracked. Later on, he was working with He was working in decompartmentalizing the various agencies that are working in concert with extraterrestrials on such projects as advanced propulsion systems and Star Wars weaponry. This project was known as the Disclosure Project and was being presented to the United States on the very day of 9/11. after his tenure in the military, worked in the private sector with the aeronautics, and then he went into he consulted for computer science, biological, medical science, environmental testing, and then he then started studying with Himalayan masters. During this time, he became internationally known as a contactee to a Palladian group of extraterrestrial humanoids whom were here to help the people on Earth save themselves from their own destructive tendencies. This group comes from a star system 500 light years from Earth. From this effort, the Russian Society of Cosmonauts awarded Dr. Bell the Distinguished Scientific Progress Award. Today, he's a practicing naturopath, scientist, and environmentalist. He's worked with the National Health Federation, promoting individuals' freedom to choose the type of health care and such. He's also now invented the nuclear receptor. One of his newest inventions, the holographic projector, allows the operator to manipulate space and time conditions. He's written several books, and one is... The main one is... I'll come to it in a second. He's also recorded a lot of music with various musicians, including George Winston, Stephen Halpern, and also John Anderson. So, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light is the name of the book. So Fred's going to be giving a workshop on some of the technology he's come up with, which is just amazing, and some of the information that he's been given from these the Palladians. It's a workshop not to be missed. Fred's also doing a workshop at our school, an extended workshop at our school, on Saturday, December 8th in San Francisco. If you're interested, let us know. The number is 415-777-2486, or you can dial 800-9000-MIX. Or go to soundhealingcenter.com, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Then we have Don Estes. Don has taken... Through his studies over the years, he's really been studying the effect of sound and resonance in your system in a very deep way for many, many years. He had, ever since he was a kid, he was connected to what he calls a personal God, not some arbitrary energy out there, but something like a friend or master personality that he talks to. Ever since he's been a little kid, it's given him a bigger picture of what's going on. And he was shocked to find out that other people don't have these like major experiences. Peak experiences. Don, his first work was to create a wave table, which is like kind of like a waterbed, but it's got liquid crystal in it that sends music and vibration through the body. And he works with a visual display that sends music as light pulsations to the eyes and headphones, and then a system that synchronizes it all together. He also does voice analysis and picks up the sound of your voice and the sound of your breath and analyzes it based on the harmonic structure, the change in volume, and the change in timing to get information about your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual being. He's also come up with a system for putting sound into water. What he does is he takes two electrodes and puts it in the water, and instead of putting electricity through the electrodes, which is the way that water is normally evaporated, he puts sound that is out of phase, two sounds that are exactly the opposite, and it excites the water until it evaporates, and when the water condenses, it has that sound imprinted in it. He believes that 90 degrees out of phase, which is not exactly the opposite, but kind of a quarter of the way opposite, is gives you your potential of what you can be. So he will take the sound of your voice and put it 90 degrees out of phase and play it back to you. You should check out his sound at vibrasound.com, vibrasound.com. He has a chart that shows every single frequency in the universe on one chart. Unbelievable chart. And at his workshop at our school on December 1st and 2nd, he'll be explaining this chart. Don Estes. Wayne Perry will also be at the conference. Wayne Perry has been doing work with his voice for years and years. He's really quite well known. He's been on CNN and a lot of major national TV shows. He has come up with a wide range of CDs. Wayne Perry also believes that each person, just as I do, has a root frequency. Also, Jeffrey Thompson does as well. That we have a root soul frequency. There's actually quite a few people out there now that really subscribe to this, and that is Wayne Perry, Jeffrey Thompson, Fabian Mamon, Barbara Hero. It's a wide range of people that believe we have a root soul frequency. It's also from the teachings of Alice Bailey. So Wayne, he will actually do a treatment where he will find your root frequency, and he uses bases it around your first finds your birthday and uses the astrological chart, and uses kinesiology to make sure that it's the frequency that's actually strengthening you. Here's some of the information from his site. His site is wayneperry.com. He says all pain and disease is a result of lack of vibrational harmony in the body. This results in vibrational dissonance. This dissonance may manifest on any or all levels in the body, physical, emotional, mental, etc. The chief characteristic of this dissonance is resistance. What we resist persists. This resistance causes us to see our bodies, the circumstances of our lives, our environment, our relationship in the world, from the perspective of being at the effect of these conditions and our perception of reality rather than seeing ourselves at the cause and the source of our reality. Mastering healing involves going to the source and core of our awareness so that with complete self-honesty and clarity of intention, we may first identify areas of resistance within ourselves. Then, without self-judgment, consciously choose resonance instead of resistance, thereby taking more empowered action and responsibility for a life, health, and happiness. This practice also brings the issues that we transmute and release from resistance to a higher and healthier resonant vibration. It's also a commitment that brings the quality of love with these relationships to the optimal harmony and healing experience. In summary, our life, love, relationships, and healing will be successful in direct proportion to the agreements and commitments that we may make and keep with ourselves and others, and according to the level and clarity of our intention. He's also a master overtone singer. I'm not very good. We also have, at the conference in Los Angeles, we have Dr. Gene Nelson. He's one of the main people in the company Zyto. They also have a voice analysis system, but they have another unit that is a hand cradle that picks up reflections of electromagnetic or electrical signals that are sent through the body that come back and they're picked up as galvanic skin response. So basically they're able to ping different areas of the body and different organs and different energy systems in the body and see how that comes back, because they've done this pinging and figured out how it would normally come back, and they see the distortions and the changes in different areas, including meridians. And so it's a very powerful system, and there are about seven or eight companies now that use systems like this. There is Asaira, and we're talking with the head of Asaira to have them at the San Francisco conference. There's also the NES system, a neuroenergetic system. There's also the QXCI system, which is probably one of the most well-known. And then there's the BioMeridian system. There's OndaMed and a Reba system. Reba, that actually picks up the energy of different chakras. We're hopefully going to have quite a few of them at the conference in San Francisco in May for a panel on energetic frequency healing. We also have in Los Angeles Richard Feather Anderson, who's been on the radio show with me, and Richard also is one of our instructors at the Institute. He teaches sacred geometry and its relation to music. And then we have Elizabeth Bauer, who has been doing work with quantum physics and the structure of the cell. Her main discovery with the person she's working with has been that she's discovered that the way that cells communicate with each other is not through electromagnetism. It's through sound. And the studies they've done have proven this, because they found that there is no heat in this communication, and electromagnetism causes heat. Sound does not. So that means that the entire way that your human, every system in your body communicates with each other is through sound, which means that's an open doorway for using sound to connect and manipulate or help bring those areas into harmony. She's also doing, the workshop is also with Mandara Cromwell, who has worked for years with Dr. Peter Guy Manners. Peter Guy Manners has done study of the resonant frequency of different organs. He did a lot of work on cadavers, and has also used cymatics, which are the mandala patterns that are created by sound. And he's using cymatics in the body. And Mandara has, their company, the Cymotherapy, has created a unit that you can hold on your body. And there are specific frequencies that they've researched that are put into the body that are based on this research that Dr. Peter Guy Manners did. Sound medicine. Then we have Barbara Hero. Barbara has come up with a system called the Lambdoma Matrix. Lambdoma Matrix. Let's do a search here and find... Oh, it's lambdoma.com. It's actually a unit where she's laid out music visually and created a system where you can actually use this visual system laid out. It's almost like on a computer monitor, although it's really its own unit itself. And so it's like this grid, a big square with about 256 squares within it, and each square represents a musical interval. and it creates a pattern. She's laid it out so you can see musical intervals visually. But she hasn't just created this unit to play music or show music. She actually uses it to do healing. And I'm trying to go a little deeper into her psyche so I can tell you a bit more about it. She also believes that we all have our own root frequency. Oh, computer slowing down. She's really one of the main people that in the field that is really taking science and spirit and trying to put the two together. She says that players of these keyboards have experienced increased physical comfort and spiritual awareness, in which they are able to learn answers to their questions about life's purpose and how to become more spiritually aware. The diamond-shaped keyboard has 64 keys, produces harmonic stereo intervals, and with the second tone relating to the player's chosen fundamental, based upon whole number ratios of the Lam-Doma matrix. It's a harmonic microtonal musical instrument and is a physiological and psychological tool for therapists. It's based on a harmonic array of ratios. She is a serious researcher of the mathematical aspects of sound and how that connects to spirit. She and Randy Masters are kind of going down the same path. Very wonderful woman, all about helping raise consciousness on the planet. She's an educator, composer, and author of James D'Angelo says she has the deepest level of therapeutic sound. It relates to changes in states of consciousness, which in turn affect the physical level. The pure tones of the Lam-Doma harmonic keyboard, realized as a whole, mirror the pattern of life in all of its intricacies, including tone, light, solids, liquids and gases, organic and inorganic, thought and action, space and time, in essence, the entire universe. By tuning into the Lam-Doma harmonic keyboard's tonal centers and their surrounding tones, we become more aware of inner beauty, hearing strains of life eternal. And then we have Dr. Gary Schwartz. Dr. Gary Schwartz is in the the Department of Psychology in the University of Arizona, and has been doing work, quite a lot of work in the lab, proving how energy healing works. He's also done a lot of work on after-death experiences, and has written a really great book. He's a very serious researcher and also teaches classes and is well as heavily involved at Canyon Ranch. And then there's Don Campbell. Don Campbell has written 17 books. And of course, he is especially known for the Mozart effect, the basic study that has shown that under the age of 12, if kids study music, it helps their learning abilities throughout life. And this has been proven in quite a few studies, actually. He's written the Mozart effect for children. He's also had tons of recordings using Mozart. He has written the book The Harmony of Health, and has just finished a new book on sound and spirit. His main work these days has been bringing environments into hospitals to create sound healing environments within the mainstream hospital hospitals, which is, you know, so important. I mean, that was all the way back to Pythagoras and back in Greek days. I mean, it was known that the environment, I mean, some of the first hospitals were just out in nature to help people reconnect. He's a native of San Antonio, Texas, and began his career in music as a teacher at St. Mary's International School in Tokyo. His interest in sound healing and education have taken him to over 40 countries, and he's researched and documented the role and uses of music in therapeutic settings, psychology and imagery applications, educational programs, and contemporary and indigenous spiritual traditions. He founded in 1988 the Institute of Music, Health, and Education, serving as director until 1995. And he's also is acoustic and musical director of the Aesthetics Audio Systems, a company that helps quality music for healthcare facilities that I was speaking about. Don Campbell. It's really interesting work, and he continues to do really interesting work. I have quite a few others that will be at the conference in Los Angeles. Again, that's January 26th through the 28th. We also have two concerts, one with 3D visuals, and also a second one on the sound of love, where we'll be using the actual frequencies and harmonics that the heart actually creates when transmitting love. I hope you'll join us. Again, give us a call at 415-777-2486, or you can go to soundhealingcenter.com, and you'll see the link to the conference, and you can register online there. The prepayment deadline is November 10th. It goes up a bit after November 10th. And again, it's at the Woodland Hills Marriott Hotel, just over the hill into the valley from Los Angeles. And then, again, San Francisco, it's a quite a bit larger conference. We have a lot of people. Jeffrey Thompson is confirmed. We're also looking to have Robert Aviles, who is amazing five-string violin, electric violin player. John Consuelder, who has done a huge amount of work in all of the connections of sound to everything in the universe. We'll have John Reed, who has done studies of the cymatic pattern of cells, and he's now working on a system where you can do a biopsy, find the cymatic pattern of a cell, create a sound that will resonate that cell, and if you turn the volume up, it will explode it, which means basically he's found a cure for cancer that will affect no other cells in the body because only that one particular cell is resonated. We have Steve Sklar, S-K-L-A-R, who is a major voice over tone singer that will be there. And then Nestor Kornblum and his wife are coming from France. They have a whole school of sound healing in France. He's also amazing overtone singer and is really tied into the natural voice. We'll have Joel Andrews again, who is my favorite guy in the world as far as being one of the sweetest beings. He plays harp and he always brings angels. He channels angels through his harp and is just the most powerful healing music. We have confirmed William Jones of Crystal Tones. He'll be talking about the healing power of crystal bowls. And we have a woman, I forget her name, that uses the harp and plays the harp through a sound table and does healing. We've also invited Ibrahim Karim. Ibrahim says he can probably make it. He hasn't confirmed completely. Ibrahim is from Cairo, and he does biogeometry signatures, which can do amazing things. He's got a signature that you can just draw this little symbol or use the symbol he has and put it on a wall socket, and then you can take an electromagnetic meter, and it will show that the electromagnetism from that wall socket is completely gone. He has a wide range of symbols that he uses for a lot of different aspects that have been proven to create the effect. And he's really well known and does a whole series of workshops around the world on biogeometry. These signatures that are tied into our own human system. We're inviting Pat Moffitt Cook. She's a woman who's been studying ethnomusicology, and all of the people who do sound healing in different cultures. She has recordings of people all over the world doing sound healing. She played this one recording of this guy doing sound healing on a person who was blind. And while he's doing it, the person regains their sight. Just amazing experiences of people all over the world that just, indigenous people, that just do it based on being connected to spirit. We're inviting Jonathan Goldman also. He hasn't committed yet, though. Ellen Franklin will be there, and she'll be doing a whole talk on tuning forks, the use of tuning forks on acupuncture points, one of the most powerful systems out there for getting rid of pain. We're also inviting Nassim Harman, who we've talked to him. It looks like he'll probably make it. And Nassim is a quantum physicist who's looked at the structure of the universe and has shown that the void, the blackness between everything, is really a sacred geometry structure. Again, give us a call if you'd like to sign up. We're already are taking applications or for attendees for both conferences. 415-777-2486. Again, hold that energy of mind connected to spirit into the evening, into the week, into the months, into lifetimes. Mind connected to spirit. See you in 2 weeks. Keep on humming.